We had several U.S. Supreme Court rulings come down this past week. Among them, if you don't agree with someone as a matter of faith, you can't be required or mandated to do business with them. This involves the web designer in Colorado who refused to make wedding websites for LGBTQ plus couples, citing religious objections. Court had a lesson for college students. You create a debt, you have to pay a debt. Yeah, they shut down President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan, so that's out. And maybe with the highest impact, Supreme Court says colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration as a specific basis for granting admission. Chief Justice Roberts, writing the opinion for the majority, says the Harvard and University of North Carolina admissions programs violated the Equal Protection Clause because they failed to offer measurable objectives to justify the use of race. He said the programs involved racial stereotyping and they had no specific endpoint. Majority claims in the opinion, too, that the court's not expressly overturning prior cases authorizing race-based affirmative action. They suggested that how race has affected an applicant's life, that could still be part of how their application is considered. There was a 6-3 vote on the court. On the dissenting side, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Justice Eleni Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, they had a dissent. They issued as well, saying the opinion rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress. Reading here, the result of today's decision is a person's skin color may play a role in assessing individualized suspicion, but it cannot play a role in assessing that person's individualized contributions to a diverse learning environment. That indefensible reading of the Constitution is not grounded in law and subverts the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection. As a side note, ruling says that U.S. military service academies, they can continue to take race into consideration as a factor when it comes to admission into those situations. As you would expect, the Biden administration is promising to take swift action to support diversity in college admissions in the face of this ruling. Some of the things that they're looking at, providing colleges and universities with clarity on what practices and programs are still lawful and things they can still do. The Department of Education, Department of Justice, they'll provide resources to colleges and universities addressing lawful admissions practices. Plan for that is to happen within the next 45 days. The Department of Education will also be hosting a national summit on equal opportunity. You know, leaders from a variety of relevant groups to help develop additional resources for colleges and students, with the goal being to expand access for educational opportunity. They also plan to release a report on strategies for increasing diversity and educational opportunity. After the summit, the Department of Education will come up with a report. They're hoping to do this by September. It will highlight promising admissions practices to build inclusive, diverse student bodies, which will include ways to still take an applicant's adversity into account. They also want to increase transparency in college admissions and enrollment practices. Department of Education will look at ways to collect and publish more information on application and enrollment trends, including things like relevant findings on race, ethnicity, and other measures potentially impacted by the court's ruling. They also want to help states analyze data to increase access for underserved communities. Again, with the Department of Education helping state and tribal leaders use data to improve their practices to develop strategies for increasing access to educational opportunities. This all came about through cases targeting Harvard and the University of North Carolina by a group, Students for Fair Admissions. They were behind both these challenges, arguing that UNC and Harvard policies violated Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act that prohibits schools receiving federal funds from discriminating based on race as well. Lawyers also argued that UNC violated the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection under the law, which covers state universities. Timeline on this whole thing, lower U.S. courts had ruled in favor of the schools finding that the program used race in a sufficiently limited way to fulfill a compelling interest in diversity. And we had the Supreme Court. They actually stepped in to take the case before it was heard by a federal appeals court. Harvard's program is like the one at University of North Carolina, but the challenge focused primarily on the treatment of Asian American students at Harvard, and a charge that the school intentionally discriminates against them by setting higher standards for their admission. Now, Harvard is a private university. They still come under Title VI because they get public funds. So taking all this under consideration, the question becomes, should college have the bar lowered to give access to all who apply, or be a path to higher education that's solely based on ability and merit?